Republican Governor Scott Walker led an effort 3 years ago to curtail collective bargaining rights for public sector employees. But Walker's in a close re-election fight with Democrat Mary Burke, who says she supports collective bargaining. President Obama told a crowd at Milwaukee's Labor Fest that unions have helped American workers.
I know it's frustrating when people have the gall to blame you for the problems facing working Americans. I know you've got some experience with that around here. But you know what? If I were looking for a good job that lets me build some security for my family, I'd join a union.
Obama also promised to keep calling for a raise in the federal minimum wage and blamed Republicans in Congress for blocking many of his proposals. That point went over well with audience member Michael Dorn, a Milwaukee resident and member of the United Food and Commercial Workers.
I think that's very fair because it's a lot of gridlock, it's a lot of bills not getting passed. You know, it's actually a travesty, you know what I mean, to have such a system like that, that you can't, you know, get things through, bills passed and things of that sort.
Dorn says he's preparing locally to back Mary Burke in the governor's race. Governor Walker has said his effort to limit collective bargaining was aimed to put taxpayers back in control. Walker greeted President Obama at the Milwaukee airport. Burke was seen at Labor Fest, but not in public with the president. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.